And welcome back on KODY, 1240 AM, 106.1 FM at HuskerRadio.com. Tristan Winder, glad to sit down now with Anna Junker, joining us to discuss her candidacy for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education. Anna, thank you for taking time for us.
Thanks for talking with me.
Absolutely. I'll have you pull that mic up just a little bit closer to you there, Anna. So before we talk about your candidacy for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education, give us a little bit of background on yourself, please.
Well, I've been married to my husband, Matt, for about 21 years. We have three children, one child in each grade level. We have an upcoming senior. We have a upcoming eighth grader and an upcoming third grader.
You like to spread it out, I guess, among the schools.
Yes, you know. So we've got a little bit of each,
sure.
Looking at, the things that are going on in each school. I actually am a nurse. I've been a nurse since 2019. I work at one of the family practices here in North Platte.
Okay.
I'm pretty simple. Don't have much of a life. Just, go to work and get groceries and hang out with the kids, follow them around with their sports. And
how do you do the drop off and pick up with all three of them at different schools? I'm sure the junior can drive.
Yes. My oldest does help occasionally. She gets herself to school, obviously.
Sure.
My husband will get the Adams child to her destination, and I usually get the Lake child to his destination, and then I need to get to my destination. So everything is pretty tight in the mornings, trying to get everybody up and ready and out the door on time.
So you clearly understand the struggles that a lot of parents have. I've heard this struggle more times than I would like to admit about parents that have numerous children going to different schools for class in the morning, and all have to report at the same time. But some parents, unfortunately, don't have the advantage of having a significant other that can help out like you do.
You're absolutely right. We have run into problems with being able to get kids to school on time in the morning, as well as pickup is kind of tough too, going from one side of the town to the next side of the town. The drop-off time in the morning is nice that we can drop them off early.
Mm-hmm.
However, especially with Lake School, they're pretty strict on when we need to pick them up and
sure.
when we need to be there. So getting from Adams over to Lake School in a timely fashion is a little bit difficult sometimes. However, we do have Kids Club, which is amazing for those parents that can't quite get there on time or have to work. So we utilize that a lot as well.
Let's talk a little bit about what led to the decision to run for this office on the North Platte Public School Board of Education, Anna.
Sure. We've had a child in the North Platte school system since our oldest was in kindergarten, and she's an upcoming senior. And over those years, I've seen a lot of changes. However, I think COVID did a lot. I think that COVID brought a lot of things to light, basically, the school board, I think, lost the support of a lot of parents. And I do also feel like some of the teachers kind of were put between a rock and a hard place. They weren't allowed to comment or, what have you on their positions. And so I guess I just I'd like to see some change, basically. I think that sometimes when you're in a position of power like that, you get kind of complacent and you forget who put you in that position. And so I'd like to remind the board who put us there, and that we need to start actually hearing what our parents are telling us, what our students need, what our teachers are wanting. I don't feel like our teachers feel like they're supported necessarily. I don't feel like they feel like their administration necessarily has their back. So I would like to try to figure out how we can alleviate that, basically. We all need to work as a team. As well as, of course, those new health standards and, things that they want to put into the curriculum for the kids, that's worrisome to me as well. I don't believe that our teachers need to be discussing that kind of stuff with our children. I believe that history needs to be taught as it happened. And also, there has to be a line drawn. If we start making concessions for, you know, people that, you know, identify as, you know, this, that, or the other thing. We're going to start having litter boxes in our bathrooms and fire hydrants in, you know, areas as well. So we need to start making, drawing a line. We don't need our little kids subjected to some of the stuff that they want to bring in. And I believe that some of the, like the CRT is going to create a further divide within our kids. And that's not fair. Our kids are exposed to way more than they need to be exposed to out in the world. They don't need to be exposed to it in school as well. As well as our world is a crazy scary place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't need to foster, you know, a further divide, basically, within our kids. We need to start focusing back on basic school, you know, reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, that kind of stuff, and leave the other stuff to parents to be teaching and such at home. You know, our teachers went to school for a very long time to be able to be teachers, and I don't feel like they're being allowed to do their jobs any longer. We do not have to adopt the state curriculum. I feel like it's the easier way to go to take on that state curriculum. However, our teachers are fully capable of writing their own curriculum. They don't need to be told what to teach, how to teach it, when to teach it, and in what time frame they need to be done teaching things. Not every kid learns at the same rate. And I understand, you know, that other kids learn, you know, quicker. They catch on to things. But there's also kids that don't. And if a child does not grasp what is being taught today, that's too bad, because tomorrow we're moving on to something else. And so,
education's not a one-size-fits-all, unfortunately.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's not just for our little kids. I mean, even up into high school, you know.
Absolutely.
And they have longer class periods. Sure. So, of course, you know, they have a little bit more time to ask for help or, you know, grasp something. However, you know, we need to give our kids time to be able to retain the information. They don't just need to get good test scores. They need to be able to retain information to take on to their next year.
Absolutely.
So,
again, Anna Junker joining us to discuss her candidacy for North Platte Public Schools Board of Education in Ward 1. And Anna, you know better than anybody being in the healthcare profession that the coronavirus and the pandemic changed a lot of things. And one of the things that the Board of Education came under fire for and a lot of people started paying attention to was with the mandates of masks in the classroom. Where do you stand on this issue publicly?
I honestly believe that is something that a parent should make the decision on. I don't think that anyone should be punished or, you know, told that they need to just stay home if they don't want to wear a mask. I likely do not feel that if somebody wants to wear a mask, that they should be punished either. It should be something that's left up to the parents or even up to the student, honestly. You know, yes, the little kids may not be able to make the best decisions, but those older kids can make the decisions.
Sure.
And it's not fair to take that right away from parents to make that choice for the kids. Honestly, I have to say that in that first year of the pandemic, the flu just absolutely went away. And I don't necessarily believe that it wasn't necessarily because we weren't testing for it. I do think that there's some validity in the mask wearing at that point. However, we don't ever mask our kids up for flu or cold season or anything like that. I understand that the coronavirus was deadly to some.
Mm-hmm.
However, it wasn't deadly to everyone. And just like the flu, you know, people can die from that as well, and they do die from it.
Unfortunately, yes.
Exactly. My current second grader, when he was in first grade last year, his teacher told him that unless everybody got the vaccine, that they were going to die. And so my son came home asking when he could get the vaccine because he didn't want to die.
Oh,
as well as he was told that if he wore a mask and got the vaccine, that he could no longer have to wear a mask. And so that was putting false hope into him that if he got the vaccine, that he was going to not have to wear the mask. But it also, when my husband contracted COVID this past September, my son didn't want to go to school because he was convinced that my husband was going to die. So we put fear into these children, and I just feel like the mask was not necessarily a good mandate to have. That should have been left with our parents to make a decision on, and our teachers and our administrators don't need to be putting the fear in our children that if they do this or they don't do that, that their lives are going to be altered forever or ended. And unfortunately, we see, you know, some of our teachers are putting their personal spin on things, and they're putting their personal, I guess, thoughts as far as politics, you know, politics and stuff. That's not the place. Our parents are the ones that should be talking to our kids about politics and this, that, and the other thing. Our teachers do not need to be pushing their agendas onto our kids. And unfortunately, that did happen quite a bit during the pandemic. I think we're getting back to normal, which is great because my son has never known normal because he was in kindergarten.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yes. So I think we're getting past that. However, I do think that that's something that should be left up to the parents.
Election day coming on Tuesday, Anna, you're in a race with two other individuals representing Ward 1. This is a seat that's currently held by Great Plains Health CEO Ivan Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell has decided he's not going to seek another term after being promoted to CEO of Great Plains Health. So Ward 1 individuals will have you and two other individuals on their ballot boxes coming Tuesday or before if they choose to vote early. So if they want to learn more about your candidacy and your campaign before checking a box this coming Tuesday, how can they do so, Anna?
Well, you can call my personal cell phone at 308-340-7671. You can leave a message. You can text me there. I'd be happy to talk with anybody that has any concerns. Or you can reach out to me at my email address of annajunker2022@gmail.com. That is specifically for school board related stuff, so nothing is going to get lost in the spam folder. And I would be happy to speak with anyone regarding anything that they are concerned about or any topics that they want to discuss, know where I stand. I'm pretty much an open book.
Anna, is there anything else you'd like to add today?
I just want people to know that regardless of if they have a child in the school system or not, they need to go vote. These kids are the people that are going to be running our, you know, our town.
They're our future.
You know, exactly. They are our future.
I hate to be cliche, yes, but it's the truth.
They are. And so, you know, we need to invoke our right and go vote. You don't necessarily have to, you know, if the ballot says check two, you don't have to check two. If you only know or you really want someone in that position, you can check the one box, but I would encourage everybody to get out there and vote because the only way to make a change is to be part of that change. So I encourage everybody to vote and be part of a change.
Anna, thank you so much for taking some time for us. Best of luck on the campaign trail, especially this coming election day on Tuesday.
Thank you so much.